What is it, Paige?
Have you been seeing all of these new coffee places cropping up, popping up, cropping up?
Either.
Whatever. Seven Brew and Dutch Brothers and Scooter's Coffee. They're like
I've
these
seen a
like
Scooters.
these they're like drive-through
Yeah,
only.
Coffee Cabin, Bigby's, all that shit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Coffee Cabin's been here. Coffee Cabin is like
But
from
it's
here.
drive-through only.
Yeah. But
Oh,
like
it's from here.
yeah, coffee like that's here. That's a here thing, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Anyway, I have just feel like every city right now is getting a Seven Brew or a Dutch Brothers or both. And I'm suspicious of
Okay.
them. I went to one today and I was like, this feels Republican for some reason.
Are they in the files?
I don't
Were they on the Lolita
I don't
Express?
think so, but
Damn. No, that's
I
good. We don't want.
yeah, I
Sorry.
no.
Are
Anyway,
they
like I
Republican?
don't know. I just feel like they're taking out the
Like the
like
hipster come
grunge,
here and
yeah, like the
gather, yeah.
grunge envy with at least four piercings making my coffee. Like that's part of
Yes.
the experience. And like all of the people there were just like normal.
I
And
know, I
I was
hear you.
like,
I hear you.
it feels like you're taking something away. And also the drink wasn't that good. I didn't get a coffee because it was like in the afternoon and I just wanted something refreshing. So they call them like I went to Seven Brew and they call them like fizzes. And first of all, like it was okay. Like the taste was fine. But like the entire cup was filled with ice. Stop doing that. If you are a beverage company, stop filling the entire cup of with ice so that I get five sips of a drink.
In the winter, no less.
Like, quit it.
You
What
could
is.
like say light ice. You could.
I know. But
You shouldn't have to. I get
shouldn't
it.
have
I get
to.
it.
I should have an appropriate amount of ice for a beverage when I order it. Anyway, if you know anything about Seven Brew or Dutch Brothers and if they are indeed Republican or not, let me know. I don't think I'll go to one very often. I just wanted to try it to see.
I hate the hellscape that we're in, that it's like, okay, this corporation, are they using their money to further oppress me?
Exactly. And with that, let's go into this game you have for
Absolutely.
us today.
Absolutely. So I decided this week that we would review a game. It's kind of short, but it has so much to say about the world that we live in that we are probably both going to get extremely fucking upset while we record this
I
episode.
can't wait. Sometimes I just really love being triggered and getting frustrated and going off about things, even to like people that I know agree with me, but like I just need to get it off my chest. So I'm pretty pumped.
I know this about you and I love it. So, Paige, congratulations. The October labor lottery is complete and your name has been pulled. For immediate placement, report to the Ministry of Admission at the Greston border checkpoint. An apartment will be provided for you and your family in East Greston. Expect a Class 8 dwelling. Glory to our Stotska.
That sounds terrifying.
Thus begins Papers, Please. Let's rock this bitch.
Right.
You're never gonna get used to it every single time. It's like you're like a toddler that hasn't
Hey,
gotten object permanence
I'm
yet.
gonna post something on Instagram. I'm gonna ask our fans for what they think my catchphrase should be. Because I don't have a catchphrase and I need one.
Okay. Well, you could crowdsource it if you think you need to. Papers, Please is a simulation game. It was designed in 2013 by a man named Lucas Pope and published independently through his production company 3909 LLC. He did this game by himself.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing. Usually, I wait until later in the episode to describe the game mechanics, but this is a simulation game. So, like, the mechanics, like, are the plot and are the game in a way. So, I'm kind of have to be like, I'll be explaining those at the same time. Just like the game intro said, you are a border checkpoint worker in Greston, a town on the border of Arstotzka, which is, it's the Soviet Union. It's fictionalized Soviet Union. The way the game works is every day, you wake up, you read the newspaper, you walk to your office, and you see a new set of instructions left for you by the Ministry of Admission, which is like the arm of the government that controls the border. It's like U.S. Customs and Border Patrol.
Gross.
It's gross. It starts easy enough. So, like, first day, you just deny entry to everyone who doesn't have an Arstotzkan passport.
Okay.
Super simple. So you take people's passports, you look at them, stamp the good ones with the green stamp, the red ones with the bad ones with the red stamp, return them. It's okay. Very simple at first.
Okay.
If anyone doesn't listen and tries to cross the border anyway, there are armed guards there that will shoot to kill, which happens occasionally during the game.
Okay.
Sometimes someone, like, throws a bomb or a Molotov cocktail across the border, which kills the guards, and the border closes for the day. Like, sometimes, like, in the daily paper, in the beginning of the day, you'll, like, it'll show people who are accused of a crime and on the run, and if they come to the checkpoint, you get to, like, hit a little button, and the cops come and take them away.
Oh, okay.
There's also this man that shows up occasionally who isn't even trying to get through. He just says something like, "You never should have opened this checkpoint," and then leaves. Spooky.
Oh,
it's very threatening.
Okay.
So anyway, there's lots of things happening, as I imagine is true at an actual border checkpoint. So as the days progress, your job gets more and more complicated. Now you can let foreigners in, but they have to have a ticket, and the ticket has to match today's date, and the passport has to not be expired, and the photo on the passport has to look like the person.
Oh my God.
So, like, there's lots of information. There's tons of documents to check and cross-reference. If you think somebody, like, looks like they weigh more than it says the passport does, you can, like, strip search them and make sure they don't have contraband taped to them. It's ridiculous.
I'm already triggered.
It's, yeah. But also, so there's all these details you have to get right. You also have to kind of move fast because you get paid per person processed. And you have expenses at home. You got to pay the rent. You got to buy food and heat and medicine for your kid. You are allowed up to 2 mistakes a day before there are consequences for you.
Okay.
And so when you make a mistake, there's this printer in your office that kicks on and it prints out a pink piece of paper that says what you did. And like hearing that printer turn on as soon as you're done with an interaction is like, it's terrifying. It's so stressful because it's like, what did I do? Oh shit. And if you make more than 2 mistakes in a day, first you just get a fine.
Oh,
but you have no extra fucking money to go around,
right?
So that's bad. And the consequences just get worse from there, which I'll get into. So eventually you have like all these documents and all these tools that you can use and cross-reference. You can take folks' fingerprints and compare them to records if you think somebody's lying about their identity. Later in the game, they give you a tranquilizer gun, and they're like, shoot trespassers.
While I'm also checking people's identification.
You have to do everything. Somebody drops off a bomb at your desk at some point, and a guard comes up and is like, that's easy to defuse. Just take care of that. We're not closing the checkpoint.
This is like every job in capitalism.
Uh-huh. And to be fair, it was easy to defuse, but that's not the fucking point.
Right.
I don't think
like,
that's
that is
the
above
point.
My pay grade.
Like, shit is wild in Soviet Russia.
Okay.
I mean, Arstotzka. also, and this is one of the more upsetting, triggering, cringy things for me. If you suspect that someone's gender doesn't match what their passport says.
Oh, my God. Can I flip this table now? Oh
you can strip search them and check. And if it doesn't match, you can have them arrested. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's really rough. The biggest thing to me though was that like the rules for entry change every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day of the game, which I think is just one of the ways that this game really captures what it's like to be at the border of a capricious, unwelcoming country like the Soviet Union or the United States. Like it's very clear that the people in line, like, just like you learned that morning that the rules are different, they didn't know the rules were different.
They are operating on what the rules were before and what they thought the rules were. And
And they're waiting in line in the cold for hours and hours and hours, only to say, like, oh, you didn't have this form that you didn't even know existed.
And that's not even, like, I feel like in the U.S., that's not even just people who are immigrants are at the port. Like, that's the going to the fucking DMV.
Literally. Literally.
Like, why is there so many hoops to jump? Like, I...
Continue. Yeah, and, like legislation that's being proposed right now is just, like, more shit you need to be able to do or show to, like, be able to fucking vote. Like,
exactly.
It's all shit like that. Like, so, I was just, you know, comparing back and forth between this game and this country. Like, technically, for example, the rules of this country are that, like, you can cross our border, claim asylum, live here legally while the immigration courts work through your asylum case. Has that fucking stopped ICE from detaining and deporting people who are here legally, even though they aren't citizens yet?
No.
No. Like, there's a process that takes time. Has it fucking stopped ICE from nabbing people at courthouses?
Right. They're going to people's hearing dates and arresting them. And it's like, okay, so if that's what we're doing, if we're using people's court dates to get them and deport them, then it's not about... No. Whether they're doing it the right way. Yeah. It is, you just want to be cruel and get people out of your country who don't look or think or act like
you. Yeah. Yeah. These are people that are doing what they're supposed to do according to the law. And all that's going to do is make people like who are living here who haven't obtained their documents yet, like even more likely to skip out on the court date because you've turned it into a fucking trap.
Exactly.
Like you are forcing breaking the law. Like, so this game, like I said, made in 2013, and I played it back then, and it was already a trip, because, like, history and immersing yourself in the role of the bad guy, or, like,
right.
Not necessarily the bad guy, but, like, you're a citizen of the bad guy, your job right,
you're
is...
you're not fighting, a, you know, like, just following orders isn't a defense.
Right.
It wasn't in Nuremberg, so...
Right. Like... Yeah, and, like... We'll kind of get there in a second, but, like, at the very least, like, you are an agent
exactly.
of the bad guy. However you feel, whatever you want to do. And I feel like that is relatable content for a lot of American citizens right now.
Right.
I'm sure. Because there's a lot, like, people are desperate. People need fucking jobs. Like, ICE, what is it, $50,000 sign-on bonus and, like, $100,000? Yeah. I am sure there are people doing that job that, like, don't want to be cruel, but they just don't know what the fuck else.
I know. They're, it's like they're making us poor, and then the only solution is to come and exploit other people.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be poor.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
It's disgusting.
It's just, there is a hole in my pocket. I'm just ripping. Look at this. I'm just ripping in this hole. I'm so stressed out. I'm just shredding my own pants sitting here. So, like, it was in 2013, it was crazy to play this game.
Right.
Playing it again now. Is a trip.
I don't know if I would be able to get through that.
It was hard. Like, the more authoritarian and fascist and xenophobic we get, the more we look like fucking Arstotzka. And it's frightening.
It's terrifying.
Yes.
And, like, it's insane to me, though, because, like, I feel like for, like, Black Americans and for other people of color who are Americans, like, it's been like this for a long
yes.
time. And, like, we're it's like now we're more aware because it's starting to affect us
mm-hmm.
and like that sucks too though
yeah no totally it's like that poem it's like first they came for da, da, da. Yeah. It's like if we had all fucking cared back then
right
we'd all be in a better place
yeah
but we didn't
yeah I was somebody comment it was I think it was after Alex Priddy died I was in a comment section and people were talking and somebody was like, well, I don't think anybody wants open borders. That's only communists want open borders. And I was just like,
borders aren't real. Like
they're made up. They're a construct. How are you literally going to sit here and tell people whose ancestors have lived on this land since the beginning of freaking humanity that if their ancestors settled 100 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border, now all of a sudden they're not allowed to go north of it, even though their families have lived there literally forever? How are you going to... I'm sorry. If that makes me a communist, I'm sorry. If giving the people whose land this belonged to giving back the land. Giving the land back to the people it belongs to makes me a communist, then I guess I'm a fucking communist. Yeah. Like, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. Because I'm not, I'm sorry, but the indigenous people, this is their land and it belongs to them. We should give it back and let them do with it as they decide.
Yeah. Yep.
So sorry for that, but.
Yep. And then, like, and then another thing. The thing about, like, when I played this in 2013, the parts, I was horrified by the parts about, like, strip searching people and checking their gender.
Right.
But, like, that wasn't a thing that was, like, happening to, like, school-age girls in the bathroom for, like, looking too masculine but being on the girls' soccer team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, playing it now, it's like, oh, like, we do that shit. Like, there are people that harass other people for going in the wrong bathroom and, like, demand that they prove. There are people that think that legislation saying you have to prove you're a certain gender, like, it's so, so fucked.
Yeah.
It's so fucked that a game trying to mimic one of the darkest places and periods in human history is like, they do this. It's one of the most fucked things in this simulation game. It's so deeply fucked.
And we're doing it in real life.
The thing is, though, there's a vein in my forehead.
It's just you can feel it twitching.
My God. The thing is, you don't have to follow orders.
Ooh.
You can do whatever you want, but there will be consequences.
Right.
There are 20 possible endings to this game, because there are a lot of choices that you can make. I'm only going to talk about two of them.
Okay.
So,
so I can still play this game and get different endings.
Absolutely. I highly recommend you play this game.
Can I get it on the Switch? That's the only game.
You can get it on, it's Steam. You can get it on a computer.
Oh! Sweet.
It's $10 on Steam.
I don't know how to use Steam. I'm so
sorry. It's just a keyboard. Just keyboard prompts. It tells you what to do.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Super, like, just click and point and click. You got this.
Perf.
So, basically, I did a compliance run and a resistance run.
Okay.
And what's interesting about both, and true to life, I would say, is that no matter which you want to do, it goes better for you if you're good at the game.
Oh, interesting.
Like, if you're a fuck-up that makes mistakes and lets people in all willy-nilly, I mean, like, obviously you're not going to get any rewards for being a good agent of the state, but you also aren't going to be able to mount an effective resistance either. Because the more the government is breathing down your neck because you're a fuck-up, the more likely you are to immediately get caught and punished, or maybe even get removed from the job before you can do any good. So, like, no matter what, you kind of have to go along to get along.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to ignore some sob stories of people trying to cross the border in service of being able to assist, like, larger organizations that are actually trying to bring the government down. So, I did my compliance run first, and to be fair, there are several endings that fall under the umbrella of compliance, but because I'm an anal retentive nerd, I wanted to go for the perfect ending. As in, I go through the whole game, never break the rules, never make a mistake. Stalin's wet dream. That's what I was going for.
Alrighty.
And let me tell you, playing like this makes your life a whole lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to think or weigh consequences. It's just cut and dry. If this is what the rule says, this is what you do. You make more money because you aren't getting dinged for, like, making mistakes and letting the wrong people through or whatever. Which means you don't have to worry about whether or not you can afford food or heat. And, like, there are good things you can do that you can't afford to do if you resist.
Mm-hmm.
For example, at some point your sister goes to prison and you can pay to adopt her daughter, your niece.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only do that if you have enough money.
Oh.
And that's hard to do if you keep racking up citations. But if you don't adopt her because you can't afford to, she goes missing.
Oh.
So, like, compliance with the regime means that you can better protect your niece and the rest of your family. So, yeah, complying with Empire has its benefits. And if you play the game like that, ignoring every sob story, refusing to help the resistance, only following orders like a mindless automaton, the game ends with an audit from the government. And it basically says, you have served your country well. You'll keep your job in the new year. It's not exciting, but you get to live and your family gets to live and you get to keep your job, which there are not a lot of jobs to go around in Arstotzka, which like, shit, that's why people go along with authoritarian regimes here. That's why they do it everywhere. Like,
because it's easier. It is. It's easier to just put your head down and do your thing and not worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
As long as you get to stay safe.
Easier isn't even strong enough a word. Like, it is actively incredibly difficult to go against that. When it's not just your life you're putting in danger. It's your family. It's your kid. It's your spouse. It's like, I just think this game really captured, like,
that's why they want us all married and having kids at 20 years old, so that we don't resist the government because we have too much to lose.
Because it's absolutely true. Like, in my own life, I like lived at protests when I was younger, especially before I knew Game Boy. Like, I was always getting myself into shit, and like, I was on the news several, like, I was always acting the fuck up. And now it's like, I can't get arrested.
Right.
I have a kid at home.
Right.
I can't bring her with me to, I can't, like, I knew a bunch of people that traveled to Minnesota recently,
mm-hmm.
and like, I didn't have childcare, but like me of 10 years ago,
you would have
been
gone.
All the absolutely in a heartbeat. You know, it's like for the first Women's March in DC, I drove like from Indianapolis out there to be there. And it's true. Like, family, it makes things really complicated.
Right. When it's not just your life. Like, I am the main source of income for my family.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens to me, my family loses their house and can't eat and can't live. And like, that's, it's like a scary feeling. But then at the same time, what happens when everything becomes too expensive and we lose our house anyway and we can't eat and we can't survive anyway because everything is falling apart and we now live in this authoritarian regime where they get to do whatever they want and we're, you know what I mean? Like, it's such a hard, and like, I don't know, I feel guilty all the time that I'm not doing enough, and this is not like for me to sit here and say like, well, these are the things that I'm doing and help me feel not guilty.
No,
but like, like, it's, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to, sometimes even I'm like, what if I say something that's just a little too over the line on social media and my job fires me?
100, buddy. I'm in anonymity mode with this. Like, I understand. I get it. Yeah, so that's the compliance run. It's not exciting, but you live. And most of the other endings, that's not how it goes.
Yeah.
So then I did the Resistance playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually dovetails right in with my favorite moment. So I'm just going to like transition over to.
Okay.
So there is a spy group called the Order of the Ezik Star.
Nice.
And you have interactions with them throughout the game, no matter what. Like, they're trying to recruit you every time you play. They wear, like, black masks, and they cover their entire face except for, like, this, like, geometric pattern over their right eye.
Nice.
They look badass. And every person in the group goes by the name Drex Corman. and they all have proper documentation with that name.
That's
so, like,
hilarious.
They've got connections, you know. They got the right, like, boilerplate and the right seals and shit. You know, they are a well-connected organization. They have to be. And they pass you these, like, cryptic notes and coded letters and, like, the key to solving them. They try to bribe you with $1,000 to help them, which is, like, your pay is, like, $5 per passport process. Oh, so, like, $1,000
is... That's a lot of money.
A ton of money. If you keep it, though, your neighbors will report you to the government for not seeming poor enough anymore.
And, oh, my God.
Which is another aspect of authoritarianism where, like, people narc on each other. Like, that's textbook.
Oh, my God.
Nazi fucking Germany.
Oh, my gosh. This, somebody I know posted recently about how, like, this isn't Nazi Germany, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, do you want us to wait until everybody's gone to call it a Holocaust or, like, Nazi Germany? Because, like, the Germans are saying it's Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And the Holocaust survivors are saying it's Nazi Germany, and the experts in Nazi Germany are saying it's Nazi Germany, so
yeah.
I
do we
don't
have
know
to
what
wait
to tell
for the
you.
death
Like,
camps?
We don't have to wait. Like, that's the point. It's like, well, you know, they, like, they were killing people in gas chambers and stuff like that, and we're not doing that.
Not
It's like,
day
not
one.
yet. That's not where it started. Do you think that Hitler just jumped out of the ground and started snatching people up and throwing them in gas chambers? No. It started by scapegoating a marginalized group of people and making them seem like the enemy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And what's the point of learning history if we don't, like, try to catch shit early next time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. So anyway,
anyway.
If you seem too rich, your neighbors report you. The government investigates where the money came from and off to the gulag with you. So you got to burn the bribe. You got to burn the money. They can't even find it on you.
What if I just, like, shove it in a drawer and, like, don't use it?
I didn't try a run through where I just kept it and didn't spend it all, because that seemed absolutely purposeless.
Like, only spend it in, like, a tiny little bit at a time. Like, just, like, a dollar.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
maybe
know.
That might be one of the possible. I didn't.
I don't know.
I got fucked and I was like, ooh, get rid of it. Yeah, I went back a little bit. So I did get more than two of the endings, but, you know, some of them were, like, accidentally killed myself or whatever. But yeah,
great.
So the goal of the Order of the Essex Star is to, in as peaceful a manner as possible, though they're not completely nonviolent.
Gotcha.
But in as peaceful as possible, take down the Arstotzkin. Mm-hmm. Authoritarian regime. So, like, they're not the ones that are blowing up checkpoints. They're not the ones throwing bombs or Molotov
right.
cocktails. But they do, like, poison people sometimes. And they, like, shoot people in as targeted a way as possible when they know that, like, those people are direct threats to their ability to do the mission.
Listen, here's the thing. Is we're going to say that people are terrible for shooting a actually bad person. But, like, you're okay with war and, like, just going and shooting people, like, you
oh,
know what I mean?
Like, no, totally.
Like,
I don't have a problem with these Essex,
like,
Star people. Just.
No, I know. Obviously, I know you don't. But, like, I just never. It's like, oh, we can never, ever, ever be violent. And it's like.
I mean,
but
to
I thought.
The super, like, committed to nonviolence people, like Dr. King, James Lawson, like, they're consistent up and down.
Yeah.
Anti-war, anti, like,
right,
when
right,
they say
yeah.
nonviolent, they fucking mean it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about.
No, you're talking about the Karens that are like,
yes.
Support our troops.
Yeah, support our troops, but also violence is never the answer.
How dare
it's
you,
like,
smash
how do you
that
support,
Burger King window?
How do you support the troops going overseas and shooting and killing people and then say violence is never the answer?
Because they're brown.
Well, yes, I know the answer.
Oh.
But also, I will say something that, like, a lot of people don't understand about MLK is that even though he was committed to nonviolence, that doesn't mean that the stuff that he did wasn't disruptive and illegal.
100%.
And I think that people think that, like, he was just, like, singing Kumbaya all the time, when
right.
in reality, that man was getting arrested all the freaking time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nonviolent resistance doesn't, like, it's still resistance. Like,
right.
you're still, like, stopping,
like,
shit. You're just not
going and doing those sit-ins
anyone.
Was non-violent, but it still got people hurt and arrested.
Yeah,
like, just because you are committed to non-violence doesn't mean that the rest of the world is, and that doesn't mean that things won't turn violent.
Yeah, yeah. Part of being committed to non-violence is, like, being ready to just take it.
Yeah,
and that's, like, it's a tough road to hoe. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, so they're, like, they're not nonviolent. They just are minimally violent. But they
gotcha.
Understand that, like, sometimes violence is necessary.
Yeah.
As did, like, a lot of things, like, you know, I was thinking a lot about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his, like, he was a nonviolent guy. He preached nonviolence, but he also, like, took part in an assassination plot against Hitler because,
right.
like, sometimes you just fucking gotta.
Right. Like, if like, the only way to save all of these people is to just take out the man in power, like, maybe sometimes you just gotta do that.
For legal reasons, we are not talking about any current people or situations.
I'm very talking about a very much dead man named Adolf Hitler.
Very super, super dead.
Yes.
That's all we're talking about. Just so everyone knows not to come for us. Okay. So, in the Resistance playthrough, you help this group cross the border. You get them information. And the Resistance playthrough ends with them telling you that there is a man wearing red who is coming through the border checkpoint. And if he gets through, it is the end of the order. They give you a gun. They say shoot to kill. And if you do, Ezek as an organization survives, but you are given the death penalty.
Who is the guy in red?
Just someone who is like, it's not clear.
Oh, okay.
It's just someone who is like on the other side, who works for the regime in some capacity.
Gotcha.
Who is like on to them and is gonna
gotcha.
Do big bad things. Ezek does ensure that your family is safe and looked after, so you do get to know that. But the biggest kick in the fucking balls is that Ezek is not successful in bringing down the government. Like, it ends by telling you, like, they did their best, but they have to go back into hiding.
No!
So you kind of...
I mean, it doesn't even have a happy ending.
No, you kind of died for nothing. But also, like, I think that's fucking realistic, too.
I know, but it's a video game. I don't want it to be realistic.
It's a simulation! That's the point.
I know.
That is the point of the genre, is realism. but I also think, like, so my first feeling when I played that was, like, I just fucking did all that for nothing. I'm dead. It didn't make life better for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, doing what you believe is right, even if your efforts fail,
right,
is in some ways, like, still a win, I think. Because, like,
right.
You didn't have to compromise your integrity and ideals. Like, I feel like toppling a dictatorship cannot be the only metric of success for resistance.
Right.
Like, I think even trying in the face of, like, all that danger and intimidation is success all by itself.
Right.
Like, every dictator. Like, lots of heroes tried and failed to bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dietrich Bonhoeffer failed.
Right.
He's still a hero.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think that just the last person who actually succeeds is the only person that we should, like...
I mean, because then technically we would have to say that Hitler is the hero. He's very
That's
much not.
True. He's not. I mean, and like pressure from the American troops.
I guess so.
But
still.
It's still. I think
that. I don't want America to be the hero either.
No. I think the final message, though, is that like Ezek is not ultimately successful. And like that is just another piece of this game's like brutal, beautiful realism. Like that's just how it fucking goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Ah, the part where I wanted to smash the controller. There's not just one moment that stands out, but there's a few moments that, like, these little moments, these little vignettes that are just heartbreaking. So, for example, I'll just give, like, two examples. At one point in the game, somebody goes through the border checkpoint. He goes through just fine. They're immigrating to Aristotska.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, basically, before they leave, we're seeking asylum because we're political refugees. My wife is right behind me. Please be kind to her and let her through. Wife comes through next. She does not have all her proper documents.
No.
So you have to turn her away. And the last thing she says to you is, you have doomed me. They will kill me if I go back. Mm-hmm. Another time, a girl goes through. Has all her shit in order, and at the end slips me a note that says, hey, there's this guy behind me in line. I think he's dangerous. I think he's going to hurt me. Please do not let him through. But all his documents are in order.
Yeah.
So I have to, because like the game punishes you both for letting people in who shouldn't be and for stopping people who should be able to go through. And like, so I kind of mentioned at the top, you start every day of the game with a newspaper. Mm-hmm. It's just like headlines. So the next day, you read the newspaper, and what do you see but this headline that says that this man has broken into a nightclub and murdered a girl that worked there.
Oh, my God.
And you know, even though it doesn't say that it's the girl that you helped through, she's dead, and it's your fault.
Yeah.
She tried to warn you, and you didn't listen because you were doing your fucking job.
Yeah.
Can we lighten this up and talk about the characters I had a crush on? Because there were a couple.
I guess so, but now I'm just sad.
No, I mean, it's a little tiny ray of sunshine.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so first, there's this lady, and every time she has to cross the border, she like slides you a flyer for the strip club that she works at. And she invites you to come over and have a good time after work. And I adore her. Like, way to work, girl boss. Earn those tips. And like,
Yeah.
let me tell you what, the hookers always have their papers in order,
Oh yeah.
always have their
They've
documents
gotta.
correct. Correct. She's fantastic. The second, this is this little old man. And he comes back like every 2 or 3 days. And he's like really polite and funny, and he does not quite speak the language. And like, first, he shows up with literally no documents, and he's like, Arstotzka, great, let me in, huh? And you have to be like, nobody. And he's like, oh, you funny guy, I'll come back later. So then he comes back with like clearly a hand-drawn passport.
That's hilarious. It's like, and have you ever seen Parks and Rec?
No.
Oh, okay. There's this episode where the guy, Ron Swanson, is like holding a barbecue, and the cops are like, "Hey, where's your permit?" And he hands them his permit, and they open it up, and it's just a piece
I
of
do it.
paper
I've seen the meme.
that says, "I can do what I want."
It is just like that. So, like, okay. He's like, oh, all right, I'll come back with a real passport. And then he comes back again, and like, he has a passport, but by then you need an entry permit.
Oh my
And he's like,
gosh.
oh, this passport was so expensive. It's all right, I'll be back. And then at some point, your character says, do not come back here. And he's like, oh, no, I'll be back. I see you later. So
That's fantastic.
eventually he gets all his shit in order. And he comes through and he does it. He has all his papers. You let him through. He is so happy. He gives you this little commemorative coin as a thank you.
That's
George, his name is
hilarious.
Georgie. He's just the best. But
Oh no.
then he comes back later and you learn, because you have better equipment later in the game,
Yeah.
he is a drug smuggler.
Fantastic.
And like, you like see like these like vials of medicine like taped to his body in the
Yeah.
scanner. You're like, I can't let you through. And he's like, you know what? Drugs aren't bad for kids. I'm not mad at you, but this is the only way I make money, so I'll be back.
Right.
And he's just like, he's so fun. Like, when you strip search him at one point, he's like, ooh, a sexy time. Like,
That's
he's just
hilarious.
perfect. He's the perfect character. Like, he's never rude. He's always
It's like, I
like,
gotta make my
he's
money.
always so funny. And like, honestly, I'm not mad about drug smuggling.
No.
Girls gotta make a living. You know what I
The
mean?
government don't like drug smuggling.
Because you might just open your mind too much, man.
I mean, there are certain drugs that
We'll talk
are
about
not good.
psychedelics another time. I already explained the gameplay mechanics. So, like, overall rating. Like I said, this is a short game. Like, maximum, if you follow all the rules and do a good job, there are only 31 working days.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a monthly labor lottery. And
Yeah.
you're assigned a different job next month if you're lucky, because there are more people than jobs, which is like,
That's wild.
and it's another, just another layer of why resisting with your border checkpoint job is like realistically such a brave and dangerous thing to do, because you're dirt poor and you're lucky to have this job, and the government will fuck you up if you fuck with them,
Right.
which is relatable fucking content. So, like, yeah, it's a short game. Start to finish, this whole game takes like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
But like, there is so much packed into those 31 days. It dives into immigration and authoritarianism and communism and gender identity and economic desperation and terrorism and compliance and resistance. You feel the all-seeing eye of the government watching you make mistakes, watching you sweat, watching you wonder if you ruining this person's life means that you get to go home to your family.
Yeah.
And like, the vibe is immaculate. Like, you feel like you're in a Soviet hellscape. It's all grayscale and
Oh,
depressing.
yeah.
You're in a tiny box of an office looking out on all these desperate people trying to get into a country that hates them, but only because that country has made the lives of people in the neighboring countries even worse. Does that sound familiar? I am just like,
Yeah.
I am blown away by this game. Especially considering, like I said, one guy made this. And I, Paige, I haven't even talked about the music yet.
I'm ready.
Like, this might sound like shit to our listeners at home, but I need you to
I
experience.
must.
It's
I'm gonna
so
close my
good.
eyes and immerse myself.
Right, it's loading. Come on, baby. Oh my gosh, why is it taking?
Oh, yeah. Is this playing the whole time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It just, I just love, I don't know, it's just, it's super simple, it's like a little 8-bit, but it.
Yeah, but it like conveys what it, like it does its job. Like I can like picture.
Yeah.
The game and stuff like it does a really good job.
The rubber stamp of doom.
Yeah.
It's just, approved. So fucking good.
I don't know.
Yep.
Approved.
And like
the excellent argument.
Yeah, you're gonna make it like 3 days before they put you in a wood chipper. So like the cherry on top of all of that, like it's a great simulation. It tells history and it makes you think. So on top of all that, even though I was part of an evil government apparatus, I also had a lot of fun.
Of course you did.
Because like checking all the paperwork and looking for discrepancies. Like there's just something about it that very much appeals to me.
That's literally my job.
I know.
My actual job that I do get paid for. Not to, like, keep people out of my country, but, like, checking paperwork and stuff like that is, like, part of my
job. Do you, like, enjoy doing that?
Most of the time.
Yeah. Because, like, I also, like, enjoy alphabetizing things and, like, filing. So this game is very much tapping into that unloved and unlovable part of my psyche. So for all of these reasons, I give this game an absolute 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Boo, 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 boo. Go play it and get
here,
mad.
Hold on. Awesome.
Did it work?
I don't know.
We have a mixer with sound effects and we hit the button. And if nothing happens, then it's because we still haven't figured our shit out yet. But if something happened, you're welcome. Paige, can you tell them where to find us?
Find us on Instagram at Paige and Pixel PC. That's Paige and Pixel PC. Yeah, like, subscribe, give us a rate and review. Comment on our posts on Instagram. We want to hear from you. I'm pretty sure our DMs are open. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but like, if you've got a suggestion,
slip and slide on in and tell us. I've actually already gotten a game recommendation that
yeah.
Take some time
if you
to get
have
to, yeah.
A book or a game y'all want us to consume in our the respective ways that you consume those things,
and then spit them back out for your enjoyment, you pervert.
Please let us know. But yeah, until then. Read hard,
play hard, and fuck fascism.